What are chronic lung diseases? Chronic lung diseases are conditions that affect the lungs, well, and also the breathing, over the long term. Chronic lung diseases include asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also referred to as COPD, which includes chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Common symptoms include airway mucus production, coughing, wheezing, breathlessness, and chest tightness. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 8% of Americans have asthma and 5% have COPD. People with these chronic diseases are more likely to get more colds, flus, and acute infections of the lungs, like pneumonia, and the bronchitis. These chronic lower respiratory diseases are the third leading cause of death in the United States after cardiovascular disease and cancer. The lungs allow people to bring in oxygen from the air and eliminate the waste product, carbon dioxide, from the body. When people breathe in, air comes through the mouth and the breathing tubes, called bronchi, into many balloon-like sacs that are surrounded by tiny blood vessels. The oxygen crosses through the lining of the lung sacs into the blood. The oxygenated blood is then pumped through the arteries out to every part of the body, where the cells and the tissues pick up the oxygen and nutrients from the blood. The body's cells and tissues then give up a waste product called carbon dioxide. It is brought back to the blood through the veins and to the lungs. The carbon dioxide diffuses through the walls of the lung sacs into the air and leaves the body when a person breathes out. When a person breathes in again, the blood picks up the new oxygen from the new air and the cycle starts all over. Breathing is important because the body's tissues cannot survive if they don't receive oxygen and have carbon dioxide removed. A person will become sick or die if the bronchi going to the lungs become partially or fully blocked, or if lung tissue becomes less or unable to allow the oxygen and carbon dioxide to be transformed in and out of the lungs and body. What are some common chronic lung diseases? So we're going to focus on the two most common chronic lung diseases, asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Asthma is a chronic disorder of variable problems with breathing that is caused by inflammation of the airways and the lungs. It usually begins in childhood or young adulthood. The exact cause of asthma is not known. Asthma runs in families and is more likely to occur in people with allergies. Exposure to airborne allergies or viral infections during infancy or early childhood may put people at risk of developing asthma. Children and families where people smoke are more likely to develop asthma. With asthma, the inflamed breathing tubes can produce mucus that blocks the airways, and the tiny muscles surrounding the breathing tubes may contract, narrowing the tubes and making it even harder for air to flow through them. The tubes are more sensitive than usual to any small particles in the air, such as pet dander or smoke, and these air particles can trigger more mucus and muscle spasms, and these problems come and go. When there are mucus and muscle spasms in the airways, people with asthma cough, they feel breathless, their chest feels tight, and their lungs makes a wheezing sound that clinicians can hear when they examine the person. People usually have worse symptoms at night and in the early morning. Asthma symptoms are often triggered by having a cold, exercising, laughing, and also by exposure to allergens and smoke. The symptoms may come on suddenly, as in an asthma attack. The blockage of the airways can be so severe that people can't breathe at all. Effective treatments rapidly open up the airways to improve breathing. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or commonly called COPD, is a chronic progressive disease of the lungs, and that's when the airflow is limited. So unlike asthma, in COPD, the problems with airflow are not fully reversible. This disease most commonly occurs in smokers and becomes evident when people are middle-aged. People with COPD have shortness of breath, a chronic intermittent cough, and chronic sputum or phlegm production. These symptoms usually worsen over time. COPD refers to two separate types of chronic lung diseases that usually occur together in most people who are affected, and those are emphysema and chronic bronchitis. With emphysema, the walls between the air sacs in the lungs may be damaged or destroyed. The lungs are not as able to obtain oxygen from the air and eliminate the carbon dioxide from the body. With chronic bronchitis, the linings of the airways are chronically inflamed and irritated. It produces a lot of mucus, which interferes with breathing. And COPD develops slowly over time. Many people do not realize they have it until the disease is so advanced that they notice difficulty breathing when exercising. As breathing becomes limited, people have a harder time doing their normal activities. People with COPD are more likely to develop lung cancer, possibly due to exposure to toxins such as cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoking is really the main cause of COPD. Long-term exposure to secondhand tobacco smoke and other irritants in the air, including dust and air pollution or chemical fumes, may also contribute to COPD. A rare genetic condition called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency can put people at risk for COPD. In this condition, people do not make enough alpha-1 antitrypsin, a protein that protects the lungs. These people are much more likely to be harmed by smoke or other airborne irritants. Treatment of asthma and COPD. Asthma and COPD can be serious diseases. Some people may die during a severe asthma attack if they are not able to get treatment. Daily medication can prevent future problems by reducing the sensitivity of the airways. Reducing the inflammation and sensitivity of the airway tissues is an important part of treatment in asthma and COPD. So, how do these lung diseases interact with mental health and substance use disorders? Asthma and COPD commonly co-occur with depression, anxiety, and psychological distress. People with mental health or substance use disorders may be more likely to have asthma or COPD for several reasons. First, this group is more likely to smoke cigarettes. The toxins in smoke may trigger asthma in vulnerable individuals. Cigarette smoke is the most common cause of COPD. Toxins in the smoke damage the lungs, leading to COPD. Chronic cannabis smokers may similarly contribute to lung damage and COPD. Second, there may be a link between or common cause for some mental health conditions and asthma. So, for example, people with depressive disorders may be prone to develop asthma in adulthood. Difficulty catching one's breath brings on anxiety for many people. Thus, people with uncontrolled asthma or COPD may have significant generalized anxiety or panic attacks. Anxious people who experience chest tightness or difficulty breathing should be evaluated for chronic lung disease, especially if they have a history of smoking or of chronic exposure to secondhand smoke or other air toxins. When people with either depression or anxiety have asthma, they may have more difficulty with the mental health disorder in their asthma or COPD over time. Cognitive behavioral therapy for anxiety or depression can help people with anxiety or depression control the symptoms and have less distress about their shortness of breath that comes with chronic lung disease. Both disorders need to be fully treated with evidence-based strategies to reduce impairment and improve quality of life. Opioids, such as morphine, and benzodiazepines, such as lorazepam or Ativan, relax airway muscles and may ease breathing in people with severe COPD. But the risks of using them outweigh the benefits for most people, and they are not generally prescribed as treatment. Opioids and benzodiazepines can suppress the breathing reflex. This effect is more pronounced in people with chronic lung diseases, who are more prone to stop breathing even with low or regular doses of prescribed opioids and benzodiazepines. When these medications are taken to get high, they can be particularly dangerous in people who already have impaired breathing from lung disease. Abusing other substances may precipitate or exacerbate acute asthma episodes. Several reports note that young people, particularly those with substance use disorders, can misuse their own or others' inhalers, sometimes with the intent to get high. This may be particularly common in residential treatment settings that serve youth with mental health and/or substance use disorders. Although these medications do not lead to dependence in the same manner as addictive substances, addiction treatment programs must provide safe storage of inhaled medications or lung diseases. A variety of very serious lung complications, infections, and diseases can occur with illicit drug use, particularly when drugs are inhaled. These severe problems are usually diagnosed and treated as urgent in a medical setting. People with co-occurring mental health and substance use disorders may not schedule regular medical checkups with a primary care provider, so asthma or COPD may go unnoticed and untreated. People with substance use disorders may be less likely to access regular care and adhere to prescribed medications for asthma or COPD, and they're more likely to use urgent or emergency services for their care. Mental health and addiction treatment providers can facilitate access, evaluation, and regular treatment with a primary care provider and prescribe medications and help patients develop self-management skills. People with mental health disorders and chronic lung disease need extra attention to support medical evaluation and treatment and support for adhering to treatment and engaging in self-management of lung diseases. Since people with co-occurring mental health and substance use disorders may be at a higher risk for chronic lung disease due to their conditions or exposure to tobacco smoke, many programs obtain family and personal medical history when people start treatment and periodically thereafter. Addiction and mental health treatment centers should refer people with risk factors to primary care providers for diagnostic testing and treatment, and early treatment of COPD can reduce deterioration of lung function. The recommended screening for COPD includes, does the client have a family history of asthma? What's the client's history of tobacco smoking or exposure to smoke, dust, or chemicals? What is the client's history of prolonged exposure to secondhand smoke? Does the client present with a chronic cough? Does the client present with chronic sputum production? Has the client experienced repeated episodes of acute bronchitis? Has the client experienced worsening shortness of breath? The main diagnostic test for evaluating lung function is called spirometry. With spirometry, people breathe into a tube connected to a machine that will tell how much air they can breathe out and how fast they can breathe out. Doctors may also want to get a chest x-ray for additional tests, such as a chest CT scan or an echocardiogram, which can tell people if they have COPD or another lung disease, or whether they have heart disease that may cause similar symptoms. People with COPD are at risk for lung cancer, and they may get a recommendation for a low radiation CT scan of the lungs to detect lung cancer early. Doctors will also check the amount of oxygen in the blood. This is usually done with a monitor called an oximeter that is clipped on a person's finger. Blood oxygen may be checked when people are at rest, when they are walking, and when they are at home sleeping. People with very low oxygen in the blood will have blue fingernails and lips and need emergency treatment. The goals of treatment include relieving symptoms, slowing down the disease, improving people's ability to function, and preventing and treating complications. Medications are an important way to treat chronic lung diseases. Avoiding air toxins, including cigarette smoke, is another major treatment goal. People with chronic lung diseases need to see their doctor regularly, use prescribed medication regularly, and use self-management strategies. Medications for asthma and COPD. Asthma treatment includes medications used as needed to relieve current symptoms, relievers, additional medicines used every day to control the disease for those with moderate and severe disease, controllers, and add-on therapies for those with severe disease who have persisting symptoms and/or exacerbations despite optimized treatment. Every person with asthma should have a short-acting inhaler with reliever medicine. Medications are described in more detail in the Lung Disease Medication podcast. Oxygen therapy. People with very severe COPD may be prescribed regular oxygen therapy to allow them to function better, to be alert during the day and to sleep at night, and to protect their heart and other organs from damage. If a doctor has prescribed medication for asthma or COPD, the person needs to take the medication each day as prescribed. People with mental health and substance use disorders may worry that a prescribed medication is like an addictive or illicit drug from which they should abstain. Medications for lung diseases are not addictive. Most people have difficulty remembering when to take their medications. People with co-occurring disorders have additional problems with memory and organization that take medication taking even more challenging. Also, they may be less motivated to manage their illnesses by taking the medications. Clinicians should take responsibility for eliciting concerns about medication. People with chronic lung disease are more vulnerable to acute viral infections, which can progress to pneumonia and become serious if not addressed. People may require more aggressive asthma and COPD treatment during acute infections, as well as antibiotics to treat bacterial bronchitis and pneumonia. What self-management steps can a person take to control asthma and COPD? Doctors recommend that people with asthma and COPD make life changes to their lifestyle, to use the medication regularly, avoid exposure to triggers, quit smoking, maintain a healthy diet, increase physical activity, manage their stress, and plan for emergencies. Healthcare systems may have programs called pulmonary rehabilitation for people with chronic lung diseases. These programs teach people about lung disease, illness management strategies tailored to them, using medications effectively, exercising, eating well, and managing stress. People with asthma and COPD should avoid airborne lung irritants, including secondhand smoke and pollutants. They should be assessed for allergies that may contribute to flare-ups and avoid exposure to allergens. Quitting tobacco smoking or tobacco products is the most important step people with asthma or COPD can take to improve their current and future health. The smoke from cigarettes, cigars, and other combustible products contains toxins and creates inflammation in the lining of the breathing tubes and the walls between the sacs and the lungs. E-cigarettes provide nicotine not in smoke, but in vapor, which may be irritating to the upper airways. E-cigarettes are not regulated, so their safety is still unclear. Quitting smoking stops exposure to these smoke toxins and dramatically alters the course of the COPD illness. Quitting smoking at any age will improve the smoker's health and lengthen his or her life. People with mental health and substance use disorders can quit smoking at the same time they stop using alcohol and other drugs and get mental health treatment. Contrary to popular belief, quitting smoking can improve people's chance of maintaining sobriety, and quitting smoking can improve people's self-esteem. Research shows that quitting smoking does not destabilize a person's recovery. Using a biological treatment such as nicotine replacement therapy, a daily patch with as-needed gum or a lozenger up to 12 times daily, along with counseling, improves people's ability to quit and stay quit. Cold and lung infections can trigger serious exacerbations, requiring intensive treatment or hospitalizations. People with chronic lung disease should wash their hands with soap before eating, avoid sharing utensils and eating with others, and stay away from people who are sick. People with chronic lung disease should wash their hands with soap before eating, avoid sharing eating utensils and drinks with others, and stay away from people who are sick. Getting yearly flu and pneumonia shots or vaccinations usually prevents a more serious illness. People with chronic lung disease need to be aware of the severity of their symptoms day to day. Doctors will help people plan for increased or additional medication treatments when people have severe symptoms. People with asthma and COPD need to know their medicines and keep their reliever medication with them at all times and know their doctor's name and number in case they have difficulty breathing. People should seek emergency care if these medications don't improve their breathing. Additionally, people with asthma and COPD need to be aware of the signs of low oxygen in their blood, including being unable to talk due to shortness of breath, blue fingertips or lips, rapid heartbeat, foggy thinking, and sleepiness. These signs might indicate that they need emergency care. People with active substance use disorder are at an increased risk for exacerbations and for severe asthma and COPD due to the toxic effects of substance use, an addiction lifestyle that's frequently accompanied by decreased self-care, interactions between the substances used and treatment medications, and vulnerability to overdoses. For example, inhaled substances of abuse can trigger exacerbations of asthma. Abusing inhalers meant for treatment increased risk of death due to asthma, and abuse of opioids and benzodiazepines increases the risk of respiratory arrest and death in people with underlying lung disease. Alcohol use decreases immunity and places people at heightened risk of getting infections, among other significant side effects. Treatment providers should help clients identify a daily routine that can be linked with taking a medication. People may not realize that using long-acting inhaled medications will help their lungs be less reactive to airborne irritants over time and will improve their health and reduce symptoms over the long term. Thus, taking medications every day, even when a person feels well and does not have symptoms, will reduce the chance of having symptoms in the future. Exercise is physical activity that increases the heart rate and breathing in order to deliver more oxygen to the body. People with asthma can have exercise-induced attacks that leads to exercise avoidance. People with COPD have increased breathlessness that can also lead to exercise avoidance. However, maintaining physical activity is very important for people with chronic lung diseases. Doctors will recommend an exercise program and medications to use for exercise-induced shortness of breath. In many cases, people with chronic lung disease will benefit from daily mild to moderate exercise. Examples of moderate exercise include walking briskly at about 3 miles an hour, water aerobics, bicycling, slower than 10 miles an hour, tennis, doubles, ballroom dancing, or gardening. For people with more advanced COPD, doctors or physical therapists may recommend exercises that improve breathing muscles. Research has shown that exercise improves mood, including depression and anxiety, in people with mental health disorders and can be part of an effective recovery plan for people with substance use disorders. Clearly, exercise has multiple benefits for people with co-occurring disorders and chronic lung diseases. People with COPD may have trouble eating enough due to fatigue and breathlessness. Doctors may recommend particular diets for people with COPD who are undernourished. In general, people with lung diseases should eat a diet that's high in fiber, low in fat, and processed sugar in order to maintain an ideal weight. Reading the labels on foods is a good habit and will help people choose foods that have a lower fat and sugar content. Stress and strong emotions are linked with asthma attacks. They may cause the body to release chemicals that trigger narrowing of the airways. People can identify the biggest cause of stress for them and take steps to reduce that stress. Once people identify the biggest causes of stress, they can consider whether some of the causes may be avoidable or whether they can use strategies to reduce tension before, during, or after stressful situations. Some common effective strategies include the following: giving oneself more time to complete tasks, having realistic expectations for what one can do, learning and using relaxed breathing to calm oneself, spending more time doing relaxing activities such as talking with friends, doing hobbies, or playing sports. And if people are unable to find ways to reduce stress, mental health counselors may help them find strategies that work for them.